Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I sincerely apologize about that. We had some technical issues. I don't know what happened. Apparently, they didn't want us to be on the air. However, we are back on the air. We do have the link posted back up on. If you are calling in and listening in, and you've got somebody you know that really wants to listen to this, tell them to go back to the Facebook page and hit the new link. Speaking of Facebook, hey, go on to our Facebook page, Behind the Screen Radio Show. Hit that like button. Hit that share button. Get the name out there. There's new content being posted every week. There's a new show being posted every week. We're doing a new movie every week. I've got new guest hosts every week. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a bunch of shit going on that page. So go on, check it out. Hit the like button. Hit the share button. Anyway, before we got so rudely interrupted by technical issues.
It was rude, wasn't
it?
It was very rude.
It said, hey, you know what? Fuck you, we're gonna shut down your show.
That was bullshit.
I mean, I was like, what the hell? Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, we are back up on the air. Before we went off the air, I was talking about the game last night.
Yes. More specifically, we were talking about Tia. We need to go back to that and talk about how awesome she is.
I agree. Anyway, like I was saying, what I was saying before, also really interrupted by the station, not by Jeremy. That everybody seemed like having a blast last night. Everybody was out there. Even my wife was out there, and she was just absolutely having a ball. She doesn't normally get out. She doesn't normally do stuff like this. She kind of just sits back and watches everybody else. But I think she was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to play a game or two. You know, I'm going to go out, maybe shoot my husband once or twice. And, you know, then I'm just going to whatever. No. She was out there for the full 2 hours kicking ass. No, I can't say she was kicking ass. I love you, babe. I love you. But I can't say that you were. I mean, you did good. You did good.
You got a solid one kill.
That's cold. We didn't go that route, did we?
I don't know. There was a couple people on there that only got zero a couple rounds.
Oh, damn.
That's rough.
Damn. And ladies and gentlemen, let's find out what she has to say about that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce you to my wife, Tia. Hello, babe.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I hear we're talking about my lack of shooting skills.
Yeah, well, we realized that we were talking all this good stuff, and then we needed to backtrack a little bit and, you know, say the truth. But
hey, Jeremy, your nose is turning a little up.
You know why it is? Because I don't want to get my ass kicked. I just want to give her a hard time.
You have nothing to worry about. You can leave the studio right after this. You get to say goodbye. I'm getting in my car and drive away. Me, I have to either sleep on the floor or get my ass kicked in the bed all night.
We bought a very nice car.
I would say you're probably going to get your ass kicked in the bed all night, but you'll wake up on the floor in the morning.
Probably. Should push my ass out on the floor.
Is that the reason you bought such a nice couch?
That is the reason I bought such a nice couch. I'm not even going to lie about that.
Why? Because you spent so much time on it?
What's that?
I said because you spend so much time on it.
I mean, this is true. This is true. And it's not even just sitting watching TV. It is very comfortable to sleep on. I've got recliners now. I've got plenty of room to stretch out and lay down and sleep.
And he's gotten very good at it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Over my tenure of being on the air, yes, I have gotten very adept at sleeping on the couch.
However, yesterday's game was a lot of fun. I'm really glad that we did it. I'm really glad that I did it. I think definitely something everybody should check out doing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Absolutely. That's fun for all ages and for families and friends to get together and run around.
And definitely shoot the crap out of each other.
I mean,
you know?
Work out that aggression, you know?
I mean, I don't know if you saw it, Jeremy, but there's actually a picture on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, of me and the wife shooting each other.
I did see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Marriage counseling.
That's right. Absolutely.
I killed you so many times.
I'm not ashamed of that. It's all right. Happy birthday, kid.
Hey, you died, too.
I did a lot.
I didn't go full army mode last night.
My kill death ratio was
a little bit. You could definitely hit the military.
Well, to be fair, there was more than one of me out there, so.
Yeah.
Very true.
So.
Yeah, even the guy that ran the game said that he could tell who the military people were.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was getting a kick out of it.
Good.
Happy birthday, son.
Happy birthday.
No,
the usual response to that is, thank you, mother. I love you. I can't wait to taste my birthday dinner.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the son that I raised.
I just want to say thank you for the invite and letting me come over and be a part of that last night. That was really cool, and I'm just glad I was there. Had a blast.
Absolutely. I would have had it any other way, because then you'd be sitting here like, why the fuck wasn't I invited?
Right. Well, yeah.
When Austin and I are talking about, you know, shooting laser tag. You know, I didn't want you to feel left out on the radio show.
That's okay. Oh, okay. Well, it's good that you were thinking, you know.
Long term.
Exactly.
You know, because then the next time I have you on, you'd be like, oh, fuck you. I don't want to go on. You didn't invite me to laser tag.
I would have been highly disappointed had I been left out. I'm going to be honest.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I would have been highly disappointed if you would have turned down the invite. You were close last night. You're like, well, I got to do this and I got to do that. Because I said, are you coming over? You're like, well, I got to do this. I got to do that. We're playing laser tag. I'm on my way. That's exactly how the conversation went.
There was a little more depth into that.
Well,
there was a little more depth into the conversation. That's the Reader's Digest version of the conversation. Okay. So, but yeah, I was unsure about my night's going. I haven't had sleep the last several nights.
He was being a bitch.
Okay, whatever.
No one ever gets sleep.
Call it what you want. I don't give a shit. All right. But, no, yeah, I'm glad I made the final decision to come over and
be
a part of that.
We're definitely glad you came over, and I'm glad you had fun.
Definitely the highlight of the weekend. You know, I've had some other things that happened over the weekend. That was fun. And
cool.
I was excited about it.
We don't need to go on. You know, this is kind of
but,
a family show.
This, I had a lot of fun hanging out with the family. You know, I love you guys just like you are my family. And ever since we first met. So, you know, thanks you for including me.
Absolutely.
It means a lot.
Absolutely. We had a blast. So. All right, Beth. Well, we're going to continue on with the show.
Oh, so we're actually going to talk about the movie, too?
I mean, we're going to talk about the movie, too. You know, I mean, we're going to have to talk about the movie.
Okay.
However, I do have one more special guest that I have to bring on. So, babe, I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
All right, thank you guys. I'll be here.
Okay. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is dead air when, you know, you don't know how to kick your wife off of your radio show.
I was just waiting for you to press the button so she couldn't say anything back.
That's why I pressed the button before I said that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, gotta learn to speak. We do have another special guest that I would like to bring on. She absolutely needs no introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is. The absolutely wonderful, fabulous Miss D. May. How are you doing tonight, Miss D. May?
I'm doing fine. How about you guys?
We're having a blast.
Absolutely. Yeah. How are you? Everything's going good?
It sounded good. Sounded like you were having lots of fun yesterday and
yeah.
today.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a blast yesterday.
Austin, not every child is given the chance to shoot his dad on his birthday multiple times. And for you guys listening out there, these were laser tag. Okay? I wasn't saying it was actually shooting his dad.
Not live ammunition.
No.
Okay?
No.
Do not try that at home. Okay?
This is laser tag, everybody.
No,
that'd
no.
be just wrong.
Yeah, because it's very realistic that you had to get shot 10 times in the head before you die.
Oh, I see. It was hard-headed.
Hey. Hey. Oh. Anyway, how was your week this week, Miss D-May?
It was fine. It was okay. Nothing exciting, but it was okay. That's why when I have to go and shop for two movies for your show, do I end up buying six? I mean, really, what is that?
Eventually, we will probably review at least half of those.
at least half.
It depends on which movie.
I've gotten. I expect them all to be reviewed.
This is, you know,
I'm gonna get a text from Miss D May. Here's your next six weeks of show.
Right. These are investments that she's doing.
Yeah.
She's not going to. I'm gonna buy these, watch them, and then I'm gonna have something to talk about on the show.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the fact that she's a collector like me.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're going to be talking about one movie next week, and she's going to be on a different movie.
She'll be like, no, that's not the movie I told you to do. You're doing this one. I don't care what you guys are talking about. I'm talking about this movie.
That's right. I want some bang for my money, okay?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
No, some of them I think we've actually talked about. I just didn't have them in my movie collection.
What movies were they? I'm kind of intrigued now as to what you bought. I want to know now.
Oh, when I bought first of all, faux pas here. I spent $50 because I bought two of the same Blade Runner, the new one, without realizing it. All I did was, I was tired of shopping. I don't like to shop. I was tired of shopping. So I just saw Harrison Ford on it, went, okay, cool, put it in the bag. Cart and went. Got home and was like, well, yeah.
Can I stop you right there for just a second? I just want to tell you,
yeah?
The same movie off Amazon Prime. I bought the first one twice this week so I could watch it. I actually initially thought there was three different movies because the release dates were three different years. Not thinking.
Right.
So you're not alone. I just want you to know that. And,
well, in Miss D May.
No, it's not the first time I've done this. my brother and my sister really like me because I just say, here, go ahead, just take that one because I bought two.
I can understand how you would mistake one movie for the other. But there is no defense for Jeremy because I actually told him, hey, we're doing both Blade Runner movies. Two. Both. The original and 2049.
Well, I said we're doing both.
We are doing both. Not all three. Not a trilogy.
Yeah.
But the original and the sequel. Sequel doesn't mean
three.
Okay,
get this.
I'm retarded.
I ended up with three because I bought a DVD, which only had one in it, and I bought the Blu-ray, which had two in it, a DVD and the Blu-ray. So my sister and brother both ended up with a new one. But luckily, my brother was in McAllister, and I called him and said, please, go get me the original Blade Runner, and he did.
Well, awesome. Awesome.
But the other movies, I bought the newest Star Wars.
Okay.
I bought two of the Thors I didn't have in my movie collection.
Okay.
What else? I bought another one, but I don't remember what it was. Which, again, is not surprising.
Yeah. It was like
all
three
all
of
that
you.
Time I didn't have a TV when my TV went out. I was buying new movies anyway all the time, so I got a bunch in there I need to watch.
Oh, guys, there are all buyers.
Yeah,
we're all
do what?
Buyers.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta speak up.
Yeah, I bought a movie a couple weeks back. And
he's not talking loud enough.
Didn't watch it until like a week ago. I actually just forgot about it. Ran across it again a couple weeks later. I was like, huh.
Hell,
I bought that.
So I've got a big box on top of my dog's cage.
Yeah.
That's got all of my Blu-rays in it. And I guarantee you there's at least three or four in there. Still in the plastic wrap. Had a chance to watch it.
Well, that's kind of what I did. I bought that new movie, The Shape of Water.
Uh-huh.
And I'd had it a month before I watched it.
That sounds about right for me.
I'm going to sit and watch this. It's actually a really good movie. But we're not on that movie this week, so.
Yes, we should probably get
to we're not.
The movie.
Anyway. I tell you all about my week, but y'all don't want to listen to me, almost burning down my store. So that's okay.
I don't know if you can just leave that there, man, just hanging.
I got to admit, all the years I was in retail, I never did that.
That's hanging a piece of meat in front of a tiger, man. Come on.
All right, so I'll give you the condensed Reader's Digest version.
Okay.
So, okay, in my store, we have a warmer that we cook corn dogs and pizza sticks and stuff in the back, and we bring them out front in the warmer so we can sell them. Well, I put the corn dogs up on the top like I normally do every single day that I've been working at this company, at this store. Nothing different. All of a sudden, I put the last corn dog in. Not more than 5 seconds later, the damn thing caught on fire.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
All the corn dogs up top caught on fire. Yeah. Like fire, like burning.
Freaking camera shows him looking all cool, and then all of a sudden, boom.
You guys watch the video feed?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I want to see it.
To get it from one of my coworkers. He actually recorded it. So it will not be posted on any Facebook because of, security reasons and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
But, yes.
For personal entertainment, I want to see it.
Yes. Yes. So, I'm trying to put the fire out and not doing a very good job of it. So I actually take the tray out, put it down, and then we sprinkle some water on it, then I take it out.
Sprinkle some water. You dump the bucket in the tray.
So that's how my week went.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't burn the place down. You still got a job. So does everybody else there.
You do have fire extinguishers, don't you?
We do.
But he didn't
think
use
about
it.
Using one.
That's the story.
Well, I did. The problem is if I would have used the fire extinguisher, I would have ruined the electronics behind it.
Yeah, so you used water on an electrical fire.
It wasn't an electrical fire.
If it was in an electrical unit, it was.
Corn dog fire.
That's beside the point. It was a corn dog fire.
And the foam from the fire extinguisher is less likely to mess up the electrical than the water is.
Look, I got the fire out. Everybody was okay. Everything's fine. I didn't have to call the fire department, okay?
Day to the rescue.
All right, we've done a solid 40
I did that one time. I set my... Yeah, I did that one time setting my toaster on fire. I unplugged it, took it to the sink, and ran water into it. Went in and told my husband I needed a new toaster. He said, why? I said, because I caught it on fire. He said, just unplug it. I said, I did. He said, well, then we don't need a new toaster. I said, sure we do. I poured water in it. His theory was, being married to me was like being married to Lucille Ball. And he kept that theory till the day he died.
Oh, man.
Oh.
All right,
I think the first time was when I put a... The first time he said that was right after we got married. I'd had to have the car worked on, and he parked it, and he put the key by itself, not on a chain or anything, on the back fender and told me where it was. So I went and got the car. Got home, I had that key in my back pocket. Well, nature called, and when I went to pull my jeans up, the key went down in the toilet stool. I do not stick my hands in the toilet stool. Thank you very much. I flushed it. So I called to tell him. We needed a new key because I flushed the key down the toilet stove. He said, that was when he said, being married to you is going to be like being married to Lucille Ball.
Oh. All right. So, let's get into this week's movies. So, we've got a little over an hour left. I think we can... knock out these two movies in an hour.
10 minutes.
All right. So, this week we're doing the two Blade Runner movies.
Yes.
I mean, that's all I've got for that. All right,
we can actually knock it out in an hour if we do the new one and just flash back to the old one.
I kind of want to go into both. Because.
Yeah, you would.
I mean, because that's what I do.
That's right.
And I also like to tear movies apart. Because it's what I do. But, all right, so the first Blade Runner originally came out in 1982. And, I mean, they've had other versions that come out. They've had the director's cut. They've had the final cut, which is probably where you got all discombobulated.
Yes, the final cut, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You watch the original, and then you watch the final cut, which is like 30 seconds more.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, which doesn't explain anything in the story because...
Wasted money on Amazon. Yeah, it's great.
You know, I mean, you can call Amazon and tell them.
Yeah.
But anyway, we digress. So, the original Blade Runner. Back in 1982, starring Harrison Ford and Rutger Hauer and Edward James Olmos, Daryl Hannah. Big, big names from the 80s. And you would think that with these big names and being directed by somebody like fucking Ridley Scott, of all people, who is just a phenomenal director, who did Alien, who did Prometheus, who has a long list of just amazing sci-fi movies under his belt. You would think that with Blade Runner, it would have been an amazing movie.
Absolutely.
And back when I watched it the very first time, which is probably late 80s, and I thought it was an amazing movie. I did. I was like, this is interesting. And then I watched it again this week. I have absolutely no clue what was going on in that movie. I'm just going to put that out there.
You're saying you would think that a director would know what he's doing by that time. But they also came out with a second movie, and you'd also say, well, you think they want to make it longer. But that movie was definitely longer.
Well, the thing is with 2049, yeah, it was longer. But you would think because, I mean, Ridley Scott was the producer, was a producer, you would think that he would have been like, oh, okay, well, there were some glitches over here in the original Blade Runner. Let's see if I can fix them.
Yeah.
No. Ridley Scott was like, we got some glitches over here in this Blade Runner. Let's see if we can expand on it.
The only thing that changed in the second movie was the time period and half the story. Everything else was the same.
It pretty much was. I mean, okay, you didn't have the weird, awkward forced sex scene in 2049 like you did in the original Blade Runner, you know, between Harrison Ford and... You know, the replicant.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Yeah, I mean,
I watched the movie.
I know. I'm just saying. But, I mean, the movies were, I was shocked and appalled.
Both shocked and appalled. Hmm.
Yeah, both shocked and appalled. I mean, these movies were not... So the original Blade Runner was highly acclaimed back in 82. And it's been, I mean, among sci-fi buffs and Ms. D. May, you're right there with me when it comes to sci-fi and horror and, you know, movies like that. You know, I mean, this movie was critically acclaimed. I mean, it's a staple in the sci-fi community. You know, everybody raves about Blade Runner. You know, oh my God, it's one of Harrison Ford's best. You know, Ridley Scott. And I mean, they're like, oh my God, Blade Runner. It's Blade Runner.
Well, me watching it, I agree with you. You would think, well, these big names that's involved with this production, that would be, I don't know, more to keep your attention.
More.
I found the movie to be slow moving. And as you would expect, a sci-fi movie with those actors in it.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't enough action-y. But
there wasn't anything to keep your attention.
I know.
Like a 50s documentary, but just there was space stuff.
I find at my age that when I go back and rewatch movies that originally when they came out, I saw them for the first time when they first came out and everything, and thought they were relatively good movies. And then when I rewatch them now, with all the new technology and stuff that's out, and rewatch one of the older ones, I'm thinking, why the hell couldn't they do it this way? You know, why is this boring? Why is this slow? Why is this? It didn't seem that it was when I watched it the first time.
Well, with,
exactly.
With such a big budget, you'd think that they'd be able to do a bit more, though, instead of, you know, in the first one where they had glowing umbrellas. Because a couple
but
years before...
But you've got to remember the time period. It's 1982. Couple, they didn't have the technology that we have nowadays.
They had Star Wars at that time, though.
Yeah, but if you look at...
Yeah.
If you look at... Okay, not every not every studio had access to ILM.
But you could tell by the movie that they had a really big budget, but they used it in such minuscule things and not the bigger things.
And if it's supposed to be, what, 20 years later?
It's supposed to be next
year, whatever.
2019.
Huh?
Oh, you're talking about 2049?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 30 years
after. When you get
after,
to that point.
It's supposed to take place 30 years after the original.
And nothing has changed.
No.
Right.
The only thing that has changed is you go from one company to another. And you have newer replicants. I mean, that's it.
Exactly.
Yeah, what was it? It was like...
Exactly.
They had Nexus 8. From Nexus 6, they went to Nexus 8.
Well, they had the Nexus 9.
And they had the Nexus 9.
Yeah. But if you look at technology that we have today, when you look at the technology that we had 30 years ago, now, I'm dating myself here, but I've already said my age, so I'm okay with that.
That's not like somebody else would date you.
This is true. Oh, except for my wife, who begrudgingly dates me, only because she's married to me
anyway.
And is, you know, in the vows. But if you look at the technology that we have today, and you look at the technology that we've had that we had 30 years ago, I didn't have 30 years ago. We barely had cell phones. 30 years ago, having two laptops in front of me would have been unheard of. Even personal computers were unheard of 30 years ago.
And you're watching a VCR, not a DVD.
I don't see why they didn't take advantage more of today's technology and what they could have done with that movie to bring it into more modern sense of what we are used to nowadays. I think they...
Well, it's not only...
Go ahead.
It's not only that. It's the city, okay? Going down the city, looking at everything that's there, the way they travel, all that stuff. It's the same. One,
right.
It should have either been worse, degenerated even worse going forward, or it should have gotten better going forward. Not stagnated.
Yeah, if they think if they think in 30 years the entire world will be completely different from 1980 to the 2010s, then they should have thought that 30 years from then it would be even further. Because 30 years is a long time.
Yeah, they should have taken a big step forward and they didn't. And...
Yeah, I mean, if you look
at...
It was
discouraging.
If you look at our technology, just look at... I mean, look at our current technology. The two computers that I have in front of me, they're outdated already. One of them is only 2 years old.
There's been like 50 versions of it already.
Exactly. And if you, but if you, and if you look at Blade Runner 2049, in the original Blade Runner, fucking Joe is driving the exact same car that Harrison Ford was in the original. I mean, it's almost identical.
That's what I said.
I know. I'm bouncing off of what you said.
Yeah, what she said, though.
Exactly, exactly. You know, what Miss D. May said. I mean, she's the expert here.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to buy,
but that's
if you were to
I'm
go
saying.
To a used
they didn't
car
do
lot,
anything.
You want to be getting a used car from, you know, 1850. You know, a horse carriage or something.
I mean, if you're Amish,
yeah,
you are.
The thing, they left it stagnant. You know, and by leaving it stagnant, then it was no more exciting a movie than the first one was.
Absolutely not. I agree with you 100%. Like I said, they should have definitely taken a big leap forward, and they missed that opportunity and left it stagnant, and it kind of just threw you off. You know, why would you do that? Why not take advantage of the situation? It could have been so
and
much
me,
more,
I watched
so
them
much
backwards.
Better than what it was, and it's disappointing, especially for the actors and the names that are in it. I mean, Harrison Ford, again,
exactly.
Coming back after so many years, being in the same series of movies. Ryan Gosling, I mean, you know, another great actor that's come up over the last several years. I don't understand why it wasn't better than it was.
Yeah, Jared.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, Jared Leto.
And because I
yeah,
watched
Ryan.
Him backwards. Because I watched him backwards because I bought the wrong movies, blah, blah, blah. So I watched the new one first and then, of course, the old one when I got it. But watching the new one, I'm watching it and going, it's the same damn movie.
Yeah.
Nothing's
right.
changed. It's the same thing.
Oh, but yeah.
My issue, the issue that I had, especially with 2049, but the issue that I have with both of these movies is the lack of story continuity. They jumped around in both of these movies so much that it was almost confusing if you didn't follow the timeline.
Yeah.
If you didn't follow what was going on. And they did it really bad in the second one, in 2049. Because there's a scene, and I don't know if any of you caught it, there's a scene in there where Jared Leto. Sorry. But
Jared,
trying to finish up the bite that I was eating.
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto.
Yes, there you go, finally.
As
Waller. Well, there, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, the new owner and blah, 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 blah. He's talking with his secretary or whoever the fuck she was. You know what I mean? The badass chick that
personal assassin.
Yeah.
You know, personal assistant, personal assassin, both same thing. And he's got this replicant in this vacuum sealed bag, and they release her, and he's talking and talking about what Joe is trying to go find. And you know, they know about the daughter now, and they're trying to find the daughter of the replicant, and blah, 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 blah. And he kills this replicant, slices her belly open. What was the purpose of that scene?
Because
everything was perfect except that area where they could not reproduce, and so that's why he killed her.
But she was a nobody.
I have another question on that particular scene.
I mean, she was just fresh right out of the bag. It didn't.
On that scene,
there was no
substance to
her character, and just all of a sudden.
I'm going to be honest, I zoned out at that part. His voice is very boring.
The thing I don't understand is, okay, if that boy grew up from a child to a man, why was the other replica full grown when it was born?
You're talking about
shouldn't somebody
Joe?
Have caught on? Yeah. Shouldn't
okay,
somebody
so
have caught on?
He wasn't the person.
Joe actually Joe actually never grew up from a boy into a man. Joe
came
straight out of the bed.
Because what
yeah.
it said is she had twins. And they
right.
claimed the girl had died because of that disease, but she didn't. She was in a bubble.
Yes.
Right. But
like the boy in the
they,
bubble. Okay.
Right. But what they said was that the information was changed. Instead of the girl dying, it was the boy that died. And they did
oh,
that
okay.
to hide the original kid. So the replicant, the girl in the and I don't remember her name off the top of my head, and I'll catch it here in a minute. The girl in the dream maker, she was the one that grew up in the orphanage. She's the one that
okay.
gave the memories to Joe, which were her memories. That's why
oh,
he
okay.
knew where to find everything and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. See, there was a glitch in my Blu-ray from the time they knew that they'd been found, he and Joe.
Right.
Knew that they were coming, that they'd been found. It glitched from there to where all of a sudden he's in handcuffs in that flying car.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that bit in between there be where all of that was.
Right. Because Harrison Ford says that he taught them how to hide the identity, how to hide his identity, and how to basically make all these people disappear.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why they had the conversation after the fact about, you know, they don't know that he's still alive because he's driving in the car. Everybody down there. But I want to talk about a point that really confused the crap out of me. And it was another one of those, why was that there? Now, the replicant, the bad one in the first movie, he grabs that guy by the face, kisses him, and then squeezes his head. And I don't know why you interjected the kiss into that beforehand. Like, why not just squash the guy's head? I don't
because
understand
it was
what that.
The 1980s, and they needed to exaggerate that he was an evil guy. Made him look insane.
Well, I thought they were trying to imply that the replicants could go either way. The sexuality. But
that might have been.
Also, they did that. They
well,
did that in
listen,
the new
listen
movie.
Listen to what
as
he
well.
Said. Listen to what he said. He said, "I've done unspeakable things," and then the other guy said something that, you know, everybody does or something to that effect. And he grabs him by the face. He leans in for a passionate kiss. And then just squishes his face and puts his thumbs in his eyeballs.
Okay. Like they also did it in the second one.
Well,
one of the replicants did that to Joe.
Okay, so one thing you got to look at, and this will kind of explain what you're talking about, and Misty May, you can correct me if I'm wrong, or you know, agree with me because I'm right.
we can hope.
Well, no, I'm actually there. But so this movie was made in 1982, and back then they had this. Okay, the original Blade Runner has got a lot of political connotations in it. Because if you look at it, you see, because back in the 80s, there was a huge fear that Japan or China or one of the Asian countries was going to take over the world. Because they were growing so fast, they were so powerful, and they had control of the essentially the economic world. That's where everything was created. Everything's made in
Correct.
China. And, I mean, that was one of the biggest fears. So when you go into, when you look at Blade Runner, you see this a very dystopian future, and you see the Asian takeover, the Asian influence, more Japanese than anything, but you can see that fear, that influence. Also, back in the 80s, there was a huge huge homophobia, because that's when gay people really just started to come out and started to come to light and started to basically honestly come out of the closet. So for that scene, it's a political stab at the quote unquote establishment. It's saying, hey, you know, the rest of the United States is afraid of gays, is afraid of the gay population, but we're going to put this in the movie. We're going to do it subtly, but we're going to put it in your face. And that's what I get out of that scene.
I'd say that's probably right.
I mean, Ridley Scott is known for putting a lot of political issues with
political imbalance
movie.
And things, yes.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. He's quite known for that.
Well, it just threw me, and I guess you can understand, you know, I mean, this movie came out like 3 years before I was even born. But
well, making us feel old.
Well, just you.
Not me.
Yeah, I mean, movie came out 20 years before I was born.
Yeah, I don't know. It just threw me. It was unexpected. And I was just kind of like, what the fuck? Why? That could have been totally left out. Like, squeeze his face and put your thumbs in his eyeballs and don't kiss him.
Yeah, but again,
kiss him and don't squeeze his face and put your thumbs in my ball.
I mean, you can go that way too.
That's a totally different movie.
That's not a movie we will be revealing on this show.
Brokeback Blade Runner.
Oh my gosh.
No, Brokeback Blade Runner.
Oh my god.
Anyway, Austin, it's really hard for me to remember that you're sitting in that room with.
Yeah.
He's stuffing his face
he's
with his brain. And
there are times I say things that are really not.
Well, on this show, I'm 45.
That's right. Oh. He's of age.
It's nothing he hasn't heard out of my mouth. I mean, he's heard worse.
I was
going to
say, look who's being raised by.
This is very true. This is very true.
I mean, I just shot him about 50 times yesterday.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
He said he was going to say, look who he's being raised by.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, don't speak about his mother like that.
I wouldn't talk about her. I think she's doing a fabulous job. I love you, Tia.
Your nose is a little brown right there.
Right.
Got a little bit right there.
No, it's
not coming off.
It's not coming off?
No, you got to scrub.
Oh, well.
No, it's pretty permanent for a while. It's like permanent marker. It takes a couple showers to get it off.
Okay, well, I'll scrub harder next time.
It won't work.
No. Not if you keep going the way you're going. I'm sorry. I love you, Tia. Got to rub it up. I mean, my wife's going to kill me after this show.
She did make some dinner, and it was bomb. So, I got to give her props.
I think it got more.
a new layer every couple seconds is going on there.
It smells now.
I do apologize.
Anyway, back to...
Did you notice that all the statuary in the second movie, which you didn't see a lot of it in the first movie, but in the second movie, you kept seeing all these humongous statues. were all female.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in Vegas.
Yeah, because it was like the casinos.
Yeah.
Clubs.
Yeah. But they were all bald. Bald females. Which I've got nothing against, but...
They were statues.
I mean, this is true,
statues.
But
they were all female.
Still many. You can still make hair on a giant statue.
Especially because they were obviously not made out of... like they weren't sculpted the way normal statues are because they were hollow. So they're kind of put piece by piece with scaffolding.
Right.
Right. So
I noticed that and I thought, well, how strange. No big giant men.
I mean, the holographic statues were also female.
I mean, that's just because they were trying
yes.
to get you that
yes.
sex. I mean, I'm just putting that out there. So, okay. So one thing that I want to expand on that Jeremy touched on earlier was the length of these movies. So the original Blade Runner was just almost 2 hours. And... it was, I'll be honest, when I watched the original Blade Runner, it really didn't seem like 2 hours. I wasn't impressed with the show, or with the movie. It kind of bored me in a lot of places, and the dialogue was subpar, the script was subpar, the special effects were amazing, the background was amazing. The way that they portrayed the future and the way that they portrayed the time period and the era and just the overall bleakness of the environment, I thought was amazing. All of that was amazing, except, of course, for the script and the storyline. But it didn't feel like it was 2 hours to me. And then you've got...
You had to sell like four.
Well, Blade Runner 2049 has an actual runtime of 2 hours and 44 minutes with 10 minutes of credits in that 44 minutes because it's actually... So it's actually 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I was so thankful for the 10 minutes of credits because like, it's over.
It took me 3 hours to watch it. I watched it yesterday morning. I got up. I had my breakfast. I started at about 9:30. And of course, you have to stop it a couple times to, you know, use the bathroom or,
right.
you know, go put your plate away or, you know, there's always something that you're going to stop.
Yeah, I mean, you were not prepared to watch a movie that was as long as the damn Titanic, you know?
Yeah, and I'm talking about the length of the ship, not the actual movie.
I mean, the first movie... is a two-hour movie that you can sum up in a minute. And the second movie was longer and would take a little bit more time to sum up, but it, not that much. Like, if you had enough detailing that it would take 10 minutes to sum up an hour movie, like some movies are now, the second one should have been a lot better than the first.
It should have been. And we mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, definitely. The technology was there, the budget was there, and they did not capitalize on what they could have done with that movie by just making it very slow going like it was in the first one.
They made it slower.
Well, I mean, yeah.
They made the first, pace seem slower.
The first one you can understand. Again, it's the 80s. Technology wasn't what it is today.
But I have to disagree with you. I have to stop you there because I have to disagree with you. Because you're using the excuse that it was the 80s. But that's bullshit. Because if you look at another Ridley Scott film done in 1979 that is just about an hour and a half, hour 45, almost 2 hours long, and you can sit through the whole thing and not realize that, hey, I need to go smoke, or hey, I need to take a piss. Because the whole thing keeps your attention.
Right.
You know?
like I said before, Star Wars came out the
But I talked about
the one that came out 30 years later. They capitalized on all this new stuff that you can use and made that one. I wouldn't say better, but
right,
better kept it going.
Yeah, but he's using the excuse that it's 1982.
What?
And I can kind of see that because I remember the movies of the 80s. I grew up in the fucking 80s. But I'm having to disagree with you because Ridley Scott did Alien, did the original Alien movie. And this movie was fucking fantastic. It blew the sci-fi community away. I mean, because you had Star Wars that came out in 77.
Right.
That was like, oh my God, this is an amazing Star Wars. But then you had Alien, which completely revamped and restylized the whole horror sci-fi genre and just took that community by storm. And then you have Ridley Scott come out with fucking Blade Runner. And you're like, what happened? But you can't blame it on the time period. You blame it on the director and the writers.
Yeah, what he just said is, shut up, millennial.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. And you know, I think Miss D. May would agree with me on that.
Yes, I would, because if you look at the stars that were in the original Blade Runner, can't blame it on them either. All you can blame it on is the script and
right,
the directing.
Because, I mean, and Ms. D. May, you're absolutely right, and I apologize if I cut you off. You got me excited there for a second. I mean, you've got Harrison Ford. I mean, who doesn't know Harrison Ford? I mean, you've got Star Wars, you've got the Indiana Jones series, and then every other movie that he's done after that. But then you've got Rutger Hauer, who is just a huge name. I mean, just even more recently, you've got Hobo with a Shotgun, which,
yeah,
I mean, is just a fantastic movie. He was in Sin City. I mean, he's been in just an enormous amount of movies and TV shows. I mean, hell, he was in True Blood for a season. You
exactly.
know, and I mean,
I didn't like him in that, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean,
there's a couple I didn't care for him in,
but
yeah.
And then you've got, you know, Edward James Olmos, who.
Don't you just say I had bad taste?
No, I did not.
Yes,
you got
did.
Unique taste. I said you got unique. I didn't say you had bad taste.
There's no accounting for taste. What
hey,
you said.
I don't know what to tell you.
Unique's the word for it.
I mean, unique is the word for it. I'm not saying you have bad taste. I'm saying you have unique
But
taste.
Normally I like Rutger Hauer. He's done some
yeah.
great movies and things, and that's what I was saying originally. When you put those stars that were in the original one up in any most anything else they ever did, I can't think of very many bad things.
No, and that's what was disappointing. I mean, you have these big stars. You have this huge director. And, I mean, you had some phenomenal writers. But you have this... It was like taking chocolate and caramel and cheese and a graham cracker crust and coming out with broccoli.
I definitely thought it was lacking something. Both of them were. With the names that are in the movies.
Yeah, they're lacking a storyline.
And it just didn't give you what you expected and what you wanted out of the movie and what you wanted to see.
Bill.
And it was disappointing in the end, you know, because I think they could have done a lot better. I mean, that's a very unique storyline that they could have ran with and went in any direction and made it awesome. And they went in that direction, and I think it hurt the movie overall, both of them, actually.
It did. It did. And, I mean, okay, so I'll admit, when I first watched Blade Runner, when I first heard the story of Blade Runner and the replicants, I thought they were aliens. That's where my mind goes with sci-fi. I thought they were androids. Turns out, you know, they're clones. And
but they're enhanced.
Yes, they're enhanced clones. They're basically like Khan and his group, if you know anything about Star Trek.
I still thought they were androids.
Excuse me, of course I do.
How could an android have a baby?
That's what I was wondering.
I mean, that was
the
okay.
Replicants. They're not
I will
exactly...
admit, that part in the movie was the definitive point for me where it was like, okay, yeah, now I get it, they're clones. Because they don't really explain it in the original Blade Runner.
Well, okay, so
no,
that makes it... I made the movie a lot more interesting for myself. Because the entire time I was wondering how this android had a baby. How it had
there
two.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to just come up with your own theories.
Turns out it's just these sterile clones. And that's why it was so rare.
In the first one,
you wouldn't have gotten that. In the first one, because they talked about the fact that the way you could tell the difference was the dilation in their eyes.
Yeah.
I thought they were robotic eyes.
You'd have thought they were, would have thought they were not clones because of that. But apparently it has something to do with whatever the enhancements are that they give them, which they never explain. And when the first one, when it showed you went to this clinic, you know, where you had all the eyes, and you went to this other one where they had these and that. And so, yeah, you would not have gotten that out of the first movie.
No. And the second movie did a way better job of explaining what the hell replicants were.
Yes.
But
except really, did they? Or did they just decide to change up and say, okay, well, we're going to make them this instead of that.
Hey, look, either way, because they didn't explain anything. Although, in the first movie, when you see them get shot, you do see blood come out, and you don't see any mechanical components. You do see flesh and blood.
I thought it was just because of budget.
Right.
So,
because you can make blood, but it's hard to make robotic parts.
Yeah, I mean, they did that in Terminator, where they actually had blood and the skin, and it was just a meat suit over an exoskeleton.
Yeah.
Putting a little phrase from Supernatural there, but that's okay. I went down another geek road. But that's what we do. But anyway,
think what they did was they just changed that to this. They didn't, it wasn't in the first one, that's not how they were going.
Well, I mean, we call our generations by, like, you know, millennial and Gen X and all that. Whenever I hear somebody say Android, like a Galaxy 5, I don't think, oh, that's that generation of humans right there. I think robot. I think a phone.
Yeah. Galaxy 5 or Galaxy 6 or Galaxy.
Right.
You know,
so whenever
X7,
they call these people a Nexus 6 and a Nexus 7, 8, 9,
I thought they were
replicants of robots.
Right. You think of a
even when they're talking about an AI, when they talk about the AI right now, what they're talking about are machines that they're creating that can learn.
Right. And what the
machine that can learn.
Yeah, exactly. And that leads you to think that replicants are fucking androids. And as you move on from the original Blade Runner before 2049 came out, and we see all this technology, and we see all this, like Austin was saying, you know, your Galaxy 6, your Galaxy 7, your iPhone 8, and all that crap. You think of androids in the original Blade Runner. But then they come out in 2049, and it's like, oh, well, we're not going to come out and say that they're clones, but we're going to kind of hint at it because, you know, this one bitch that fucked Harrison Ford had a baby. Actually had twins.
Well, I thought they were just, if they had androids that had blood, and then I thought the androids could also reproduce in a way.
Yeah. And if you look at it,
I guess it's really scary. One big metal person having a little metal person.
Yeah. But if you look at, and this is what creeped me out when I originally thought that replicants were androids. was the fact that Harrison Ford was so forceful in trying to get with one of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would you want to, you know, do the nasty with a machine? You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially one
of the how many sci-fi movies have you watched that they're made to be a companion?
Look, we're not talking about Japanese animation here.
I'm not either.
But you're right. You're right. But it was just really weird. But then you find out that,
yes, it was.
You know, in 2049 that they're clones.
Still, I have no idea how people got to that conclusion. I still see them as androids, and that's all I see.
I mean, yeah, in the original, you kind of still see them as androids. But at the same time, you also look at, in the original one, I don't remember her name, Rachel. Rachel was created differently. She was a prototype from the Tyrell company. And maybe she was one of the first clone type, because she didn't know that she was a replicant.
That's most likely why she lived longer.
Well, yeah.
Because the other ones were dying.
Yeah. You know, they had a lifespan of 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they were programmed to die within 4 years. So maybe she was, like, the first to actually have, like, a human-type, like, reproductive system, digestive system, you know, stuff like that, but was still part... I don't know, because, I mean, she actually had real human bones that just had a stamp on them.
Right. Yeah, that might have been why they skipped 7 and 8, because that's probably why... That's probably how they explained it, but you have to draw that own conclusion from yourself.
Yeah, you have to draw the conclusion yourself. You go from Nexus 6,
which
is... Yeah,
they had open-ended lifespans.
Androids.
Yes. Yeah.
So, like, you go from Nexus 6, what are androids? They tried this first prototype with Rachel of being a clone. You go down 7 and 8 of trying to do it, and then you get to 9, and it's now a clone.
Right. But then you also have the fact that, you know, the Nexus 9 were meant to be more docile, were meant to obey more. They didn't have the rebellious nature of 7 and 8.
They didn't have so much free will thinking.
Exactly. Which leads you to believe they're fucking androids.
Right.
You know, how can you program a human mind? I mean, I get it. The CIA did it in the 70s with LSD and brainwashing. You know, but how do you, honestly, if you are making a clone, how do you take away free will? I mean, shit, if you're religious, even God couldn't take away free will. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's a whole nother show. Right.
Yeah.
But I get into that. But how do you take that away? How do you program somebody's...
Well, again, it goes back. It would make you think that they're android because they are programmable.
Yes.
I think their brains are still robotic in a way because they say that... He said that he got his memories from implants. He didn't get his memories from a memory transfer. He got his memories from an implant that girl made for him.
Right, right.
So I think his brain is probably still not human.
Right. But then, you know, I mean, at the same time, going off of, you know, your argument, you see Wallace in the second one where he's got the little port on the side.
Yeah.
Where they connect something and you are... led to believe that these flying things all around are his quote-unquote eyes.
Yeah, which, right. Who knows how a replicant was blind.
Right.
He kind of just looks like whenever they say you gotta show us how your eyes work and stuff, he looks like that always, and somehow that makes him blind.
Yeah. So, it was... There were some very, very confusing points in...
Definitely not enough elaboration
In the entire story.
Yeah. There was so many just gaps that you had to fill in yourself as you went along.
They really tried to push that middle story.
Yeah.
Right.
And they didn't really, they had so many loose ends that they didn't tie up or burn.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've been going on for quite a while. It is time for us to take a quick little short 2-minute break, and we will be right back after this.
You are listening to the WC Radio Network, Wicked Curiosity.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Behind the Screen. I am your host, Dan. I've got my guest host, Jeremy, with me. I've got another guest host, my son, Austin, who turned 16 today.
Right.
And as always, I've got the lovely Miss D. May on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 15 minutes left on the show. Before we sign off for the night, I want to let you know what's going on next week. So, next week, we are going to be talking about a fairly kind of unknown horror movie that actually just came out. It's not talked about a lot. I don't think it was actually liked by the critics a whole lot. But we're going to talk about it. Next week, we're going to be doing the movie Winchester. It's a movie about the Winchester widow. If you don't know who she is, then you don't know your fucking history and you need to go back to high school. But
wait, so you're saying that was
basically... Can you wonder why people don't call in?
Well, hey, you know what?
Wait, is my high school supposed to be teaching me something useful?
I mean, yeah, but
I remember learning about that.
No, it is very loosely based on a very loosely based on true events. And I say very loosely because if you look at the history and then you watch the movie, you'll understand. So definitely keep an eye on our Facebook page. It is Behind the Screen Radio Show. Go to your Facebook bar up there and type in Behind the Screen Radio Show. Go take a listen. Go check out the page. Hit that like. Hit that share button. Tell your friends all about it. The link will be posted here in the next couple days. So, you know, take a look out for that. As soon as that gets up, we will be sharing it all over our pages and stuff like that. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy will be returning next week as a guest host. More than likely, I will have Austin with me if he's not got some teenager thing going on. And as always,
just called sleeping.
We'll have the lovely Miss D May with us because I don't think she's going to miss out
that
on this
true.
Movie.
I do want to say that I am so much more excited about next week's movie than about this one. Because I don't get scared by, you know, horror movies that often, but I watched the trailer on this one after we talked about it like last week, and I was like, wow, there's some shivers that went up my back about it. So I'm really intrigued by this movie, and I can't wait to watch it and talk about it.
I'm looking forward to it next week. So,
and I always look forward to talking to you guys.
Oh, we always look forward to having you on. I mean, it's always a great time when you're on talking with us. And you definitely provide different insights into the movies that we talk about.
Age, sweetie. It's all about age.
It's wisdom. Don't lie to yourself. But, yeah, we've got about
wine. It's all about age.
Yeah, we'll let you think it's about wine. That's okay.
Oh, shut up.
At least you don't age like milk or cheese. But anyway,
it's a good thing you said that.
It's a good thing that I said that while I'm here and you not in front of me.
That's true.
But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and go check that out. Go on the page. Go check out that movie. We'll be talking about it next week. To wrap this up, Jeremy.
Yes.
What was your overall thoughts of the movie? What did you like about it? What did you absolutely not like about it? And would you recommend it? As a first watch for anybody.
Anyone?
Well, apparently we've got Siri talking to us too. So. Or Google.
All of a sudden, just started going off on my phone. I don't know why. I didn't search nothing. You want honesty, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't think I could. And it saddens me. And again, this will fall back to the characters in the movie. The actors that are in the movie are so awesome and so many other things. But at the end of the day, for this, it was slow. It was missing a lot. There's a lot of gaps that you had to fill in yourself. And I just think overall, it could have been such a better movie because of the storyline that was there and what they could have done with it could have been extraordinary. But it was very simple. It was very plain Jane and hard to maintain focus and get through it. Yeah, that's just my honest opinion. Nothing against the people that are in the movie. The writers or anything like that, it just felt it was lacking substance. And they didn't fulfill everything that you wanted to get out of the movie.
Just needed the sauce.
Awesome. Your final thoughts.
I mean, they were interesting to watch, but as a teenager, I'd want more action, obviously.
Obviously.
But besides that, it was still pretty.
32, and I want more action.
Right? Okay, you guys are talking about two different types of action here. Okay.
Are you sure we're both men?
Look,
yeah, okay, I'm talking.
That is my 16-year-old son. Okay, we're not going there.
I'm talking
that
about.
That is a line we don't cross.
I'm talking about explosions, and he's talking about thrillers, obviously.
Damn. Oh, he's 16, by the way.
I know.
Anyway.
He's the third age. You know what you were like when you were 16.
Exactly.
Not even front.
Exactly, which is what I said. What I said. Anyway, continue.
Besides that, it was still kind of lacking, yeah. It was interesting to watch. It was interesting to watch the story unfold. But besides that, it had really nothing else.
Right, absolutely.
And
it lacked the substance of what you were wanting.
Yeah, it had nothing else. It was kind of just, you know, this is a story, and it's not just a generic story because we have it in the future. But besides that, that's it.
Madam D. May, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, though, I would not suggest anyone watch them. Again, while the first movie, I enjoy most of those actors in other things, but not in that. No, I'm sorry, guys. You know, if it comes free on TV, sure, sit down and watch it. Don't go out and spend the money to buy them. Certainly don't buy three of the same one.
No, Amazon owes me a refund. Amazon better
right.
give me my money back.
You owe Amazon a refund.
But no, anyway. I wouldn't.
Okay.
What I want to say. If you just want to put something on your TV for noise so you can go to sleep, go right ahead.
I mean, I can understand that.
Worse than most movies, better than Dune.
Better than
don't.
Dune?
So, I will kick you out of my studio.
Better than Dune?
He did. Doom or Austin Dune?
Patrick.
I could say both.
I can agree with you on... No, I can't agree with you on Doom. I can't agree with you on either one. Anyway, all right, so... Ladies and gentlemen, my final thought. He's already grounded for that comment.
Okay, Jerry Springer. Give me your final thoughts.
Because, I mean, nobody asked me, so I might as well, you know, say, hey, you know, here
are
my final thoughts. I understand
what your final thoughts on those movies.
You are
Dan,
not the founder.
What is your final thoughts on those movies?
Anyway, okay, so here's my final. The movies themselves.
Well, what's
that?
No, go ahead. The movies themselves.
All right. The movies themselves, as movies, were boring. They were predictable. They were almost lethargic. And just downright tedious. The storyline that was integrated into both movies, the whole replicant idea in the first one, and having somebody chasing these replicants and hunting them down, is a, in the time period in 82, when the first movie came out, it was a unique storyline. Nobody had ever done that before. Now we've got all kinds of cyborg movies, all kinds of clone movies. I mean, you look at The Eighth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which was actually a better clone movie than these two.
Well, we got iRobot, Will Smith.
Yes, with the androids.
Yeah.
And as a... What's that in action, my friend?
I don't think the movie was called iAndroid.
As a, at least it's not called iPhone. as a storyline, the Blade Runner series is a very, it's a very unique storyline, and it's a good storyline because you have the hunter falling in love with the prey, then having a kid with the prey, and then the hunter becomes the hunted. It's a classic story. It's a classic storyline. Hunter falls in love with the prey, has offspring with the prey, and then gets hunted himself.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can follow this storyline throughout all kinds of, you know, stories and fables throughout history. And it's a interesting storyline, and it's an interesting plot twist from the original. And then you have the plot twist of it, hey, it's a girl. And it's the girl that's in the bubble. And it's not who everybody thinks it is. It's not Joe.
Right. Which was actually, honestly, a good plot twist.
It was.
It wasn't expected from... I didn't expect it.
Right. I mean, I did. Because, you know, I mean, I watched these types of movies.
But you're all knowing. I mean, God.
Exactly. But you can call me Dan. That's okay.
That's what I figured.
Just don't call me Chuck.
Oh, George.
Supernatural, anybody? Nobody got that?
No.
Yes.
Anyway.
Shut up, Chuck.
No, definitely don't call me Chuck. There's a story behind that, and I'll tell you offline. But anyway, as a storyline, these movies are good. They have a good story in them. With Ridley Scott being involved in both movies, with Harrison Ford being in both movies, with Rutger Hauer, Edward James Olmos, Daryl Hannah being in the first one, and then you had Jared Leto, and, oh God, his name just slipped my mind. Crap.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, yeah, sorry. And Ryan Gosling being in the second one. These are actors that you expect so much from. And you expect more from Ridley Scott, and you just didn't deliver.
I you can't blame the actors, though. I mean,
no, you can't. You can't. And
but you don't want to just bash the director either.
But I can't. But I can't.
Right, yeah.
No, I give the... I give them
right. From the director, so they're
right.
Doing what they're allowed
right.
In the movie by the director's
yeah.
Decision.
We've got a minute left, and I hate to cut you off, and I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I would recommend these movies as a first-time watch for anybody. Blade Runner is a classic, even though it's not as good as it could have been. It's a classic, and 2049 carries the story on. I would recommend them as a first-time watch if you're into sci-fi, if you're into these types of movies. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 30 seconds left. As always, stay safe, stay smart. Tune in next week. I will have my same guest host with me. We will be talking about Winchester. Go to our Facebook page, hit that like button, hit that share button. Give us a post. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening in. We definitely appreciate it. I want to thank Jeremy, and I want to thank Austin. I want to thank Miss D. May for being on the show with me tonight. And, ladies and gentlemen, you all have a good night. Love you. Thank you all for tuning in.
And thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks.